So what frustrates me the most is this whole red and blue thing in politics. So it seems like you have to pick a team, or people have a tendency to pick a team. And really it's like a narrative that's pushed by the news media, probably to gain ratings or to get people to take a side on subjects. And it's frustrating because the news is supposed to be a place where you get information, and what happens is that you get skewed information or bias, you know, specifically biased information to, you know, that's supposed to, that's essentially kind of pushing a narrative, and that's aggravating. Why is it that I can get better, more clear news on YouTube than I can on CNN or Fox News? It's crazy. Like, they're the news. Like, the whole point of their existence is to just report facts, report like the things that are happening, and we can't trust them because they're all pushing a narrative, and it's frustrating, it's annoying. And then, you know, in the politics you see that already. You know, if you're a Democrat, then, you know, whatever Republicans do is just annoying, and if you're a Republican, and whatever Democrats do is annoying, and everyone that everyone else is doing is annoying. What I find interesting is that most people, when you talk to like the average person on the street, they typically are not like red or blue. They're kind of like, you know, just trying to get by, and they just want to see things that make sense. Every once in a while you fall into, like, you run into somebody who's sort of spewing out kind of like talking points, you know, because they want to, you know, stick with a side or a team. You know, I'm on the blue team, so what the blue team says is what's right. And that's kind of silly. You know, I think, you know, people have forgotten how to look up things. And maybe it's not that they've forgotten. I think part of it is that, you know, we don't have time, you know? Like, I got work, and I got kids to take care of, and I got to cook dinner, and, you know, take the kids to the game and the after school activities and all kind of other mess. Who's got time to look up the political affiliations of blah blah blah? Who the hell cares? Like, I'm trying to make a freaking decent living and feed my family. I could give two shits about whoever the hell politician is doing whatever the hell. Doesn't matter to me. So it's just, it's annoying because we need some level, like, we need someone to kind of help the average person, like myself, understand what the hell is going on in government and politics and the news, you know? Like, it's bonkers. I don't get it. And it's really frustrating to me. I would imagine that most Americans are feeling the same. And as an American, you know, American-born person, like, it's like embarrassing that this is what I have to deal with. The crazy that is this sort of take a side, and that's, you got to pick some side, you know? I mean, that's kind of why I like this idea of like a multi-party system. Not sort of like the two-party system, but even like a three- or four-party system, because it makes it difficult for it to be sort of like, it's either me or you. Like, if there are four different parties, for example, then there are four different perspectives, and it's not just one side versus another. And it makes it easier if two or three parties agree on something, and maybe one is an outlier, then it's probably a good chance that the two or three parties that agree on something are probably making some sense in some capacity. I mean, you can infer that. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but you at least have like two perspectives that might, you know, might not necessarily see eye to eye on things, but they at least agree on this one thing. And it may differ from, you know, party C, But, you know, party A and B are at least agreeing on this topic, on this idea or our concept or whatever the case. So, I don't know. I sometimes it's hard to breathe when I watch some of these things. Like this whole thing that's happening with Trump and shutting down the government. Like, what does that accomplish, really? Like, I understand he wants to build the wall. I get it. But you're shutting down the entire government because you're not getting funding for a border wall. And, I mean, he's been advised by all of his people that that's not best use of public dollars. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want to take sides on it, but I mean, that seems like a silly move. That seems like a short-sighted move. You got people that they need to make a living. They work for the government and they're not getting paid. I mean, granted, they'll get paid once. And this is, I guess, the annoying part. Like, what essentially you're doing is you're hurting the American people, not giving them a paycheck for the weeks that they're not going to be, you know, that you're shut down. But it doesn't really hurt much of anything else. I mean, it hurts some elements of business to some degree, but for the most part, the rest of the country still operates. You just hurt a big chunk of the government sector, specific like individuals and families who now are not getting paychecks. But once you get everything rolling again, all those people are going to get paid. Like, they're going to get back paid for all the time they've not been working. And then now there's a backlog of work, and then we wonder why government is not efficiently doing things. I mean, doesn't that seems short-sighted to me? Why would you do that? Like, it seems like a political, like, it's games, and I don't understand. Like, I consider myself to be kind of like a, I guess, more libertarian than, I guess, anything else. But I'm certainly more conservative than a lot of liberals in many respects, especially when it comes to, like, fiscal responsibility and stuff like that. And this doesn't seem fiscally responsible. And we're talking about the Republican Party that's supposed to be, like, the fiscally responsible party. And this is not fiscally responsible at all. So I don't know. I feel like I need to talk about some of my frustrations as an American, because it's a thing that's gnawing at me day in and day out, because I keep seeing it and I try to ignore it. I really try to just, like, let me, you know what, I need to get on with my life and just take care of mine and do my thing. But as an American, like, this is my country. This is my nation. This is, like, I care about what happens. You know, it matters to me that, you know, our government is making reasonable decisions, because I feel like it's like a butterfly effect. The decisions that happen now have a, you know, sort of a long-lasting effect, and it can be exponentially negative. It could be exponentially positive. I mean, in the case that I've been seeing lately, most decisions that government is making leans towards the negative. I guess maybe on the bigger decisions, maybe smaller stuff is not so bad. But it's just it's annoying. It's so frustrating. I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are on this. I'd love to get, like, another perspective on, you know, how we can resolve this epidemic of red and blue, you know, my side, your side, when that's not what we should be having a conversation about. We should be having a conversation that leads towards a solution. And what's happening is we're having conversations about my way or, you know, your way. And we're not getting anywhere. We haven't been getting anywhere. But that's only on the, and honestly, that's only what we're seeing in the media. Because when you have a conversation with the average person, like the average American, they are reasonable people. Reasonable. Like, there's not, you don't get a whole lot of people that are just kind of on the crazy train. Like, the vast majority of people are just like, they make sense. We can have a conversation. We can disagree and not be enemies. You have your perspective. I have my perspective. I listen to what you have to say. You listen to what I have to say. We learn from each other. We grow in that conversation. And then all of a sudden, we are each in a different place. I might be slightly more on your side. You might be slightly more on my side, or vice versa. But at least we had a conversation. We understood each other. We kind of came to some agreement, whether even if that's agreeing to disagree, but we walked away smiling at each other with a handshake or a hug, and, you know, continued to enjoy each other's company as friends, as family, as Americans. I mean, granted, there are going to be some things that are going to be more politically charged than other things, but man, it's not that difficult to have a conversation with most people. I guess when it becomes difficult when you're having, when two people are having a conversation and neither one is really educating the thing that they're talking about, because they will tend to rely on, you know, political talking points and not really get into like the real conversation, because the political talking points is what they know. So that's what they fall back on. And you can't, you know, these talking points are not typically, you know, they're not deep. They're just sort of like, hey, this is the thing to say, so I'm going to say it because this supports, you know, what I'm saying. This, but it's not any deeper than that. I haven't done any further research. This is what I heard. And how are you going to have a reasonable conversation when you don't know what the hell you're talking about? I mean, I have my opinions about things, and sometimes I find myself trying to talk about things that I'm unfamiliar with, but I feel like I quickly get to a point where I'm like, okay, I really don't know much more than that. I'm going to have to say, I don't know that I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to have to look into that deeper because I don't know. People are scared to say that they don't know something, right? They're scared to admit that, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know that I understand that fully. And I don't get that. Like, it's okay not to know. It's totally okay not to know. Like, if you don't know something, just say, I don't know. I'll have to find that out, right? I don't know, so I'll have to find that out, or educate me and help me understand what you're talking about so that I can know better. And then, you know, you may have a skewed perspective, but I'm going to at least listen to what you're telling me so that I can know more. And then I will go ahead and do my own due diligence and research and find out, hey, now I know better because I did some research. There's a wonderful thing called Google. Bing apparently is pretty good too. Yahoo, whatever, any search engine will do to find out about things. Just go and look it up. Like, you could probably be in the middle of your conversation while you're having a conversation, looking shit up and saying, oh, okay, well, now I know about this. I just read about it while you were talking to such and such. Let me go ahead and, okay, I understand here. This is what I'm reading here. This is what makes sense to me, you know? But people are just unwilling to do that. And I don't know if it's a pride thing or an unwillingness to be wrong about something. I don't know. But it makes it, you know, when you run into people like that, it makes it very difficult to reason with people. But again, I still have to fall back on most people are relatively reasonable people. And once you kind of get past the talking points, you can usually at least get to a place where, you know, you're having a conversation, and, you know, then you can kind of get to a place where you're like, well, I see where you're coming from.
I don't agree with that method or that way of doing it. That is a way that you could potentially do it. I just wouldn't do it that way myself, right? So that's okay, because everyone has different ways. That's why you have political parties. That's why you have different opinions and differing opinions. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. So I just want to see more conversation happening. And I would love to see that happen on this podcast. So if you are interested in just having a conversation about what's going on in the world today, let me know. You know, shoot me a comment, shoot me a message, and I'll get you on the show, and we'll have a conversation, because I feel like there's a need for more conversation about things. And, you know, Joe Rogan's a perfect example. I like to watch his podcast, because he's just having a conversation with people and, you know, just to learn about things. And, you know, sometimes it's some stuff political. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's about whatever. Sometimes it's about bullshit. But at least it's conversation. Like, that's the kind of stuff that we need to see more of. That's probably why he's so popular, because people enjoy good conversation, interesting, captivating conversation. And we need to have more conversation about politics and religion and just, you know, the conflicts that we're seeing within, you know, within our country, the, you know, what the news media is kind of portraying things to be versus what things really are, like what the average person is like versus what the news media is making things out to be, and all this other mumbo jumbo. Anyways, I'm going to leave you guys with that. Listen, if you like what you're hearing, please share and tell whoever. I'm going to keep posting my rants. And if you guys want to be a part of this conversation, let me know. And we'll get you on the show if we can. And we'll just kind of get rolling. I mean, you know, this is my first episode. I appreciate you listening. And we're going to keep things rolling along. I will talk to you guys later. Peace.